When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Today's diary entry is about the important things in life. Now, I'm not talking about cashmere bras or having a signature scent. Those things are important, of course, but I'm talking about deeper things. I'm talking about the importance of a support team. This isn't a suggestion, friends. It's a command from me to you. Find people who have your back, but also make sure that they have your front, your sides, your whole enchilada. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
She was an unknown actress way back in season one. Now she's really famous and her life is much more fun. She's walking the red carpet, even got a household name. Here's hoping she won't screw it up and go back to being lame. Welcome to season two of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Diary. Due to recent changes in my financial situation, I found myself able to increase my support staff. Dave's no longer the only one who takes care of me. Now I have a brand new personal assistant named Amy.
Okay, Miss Botox, are you ready?
Amy, you really don't have to call me Ms. Botox. Carlotta is fine.
Carlotta, then. And please, call me Basic Amy. My friends do.
Well, I think we qualify as BFFs, so Basic Amy it is. How do I look?
Oh, perfect. Hair, makeup, dress, perfect. Just breathe and rest assured that I am steps away. If there's anything at all you need, I got your back.
Oh, thank you, Basic Amy. You are a godsend. Oh, you are the best assistant I've ever had. Well, the only assistant I've ever had.
Okay, this is you. Limo door opening. Here we go. Knock 'em dead.
Carlotta Botox! Carlotta Botox! Over here!
Carlotta!
Carlotta!
For an actor, there's no stretch of earth as sacred as a red carpet. It's like a river of plushy possibility that carries the lucky traveler towards paradise. Namely, the press gaggle.
Carlotta, can we have a word?
Get out of my way. I'm talking to her first.
Carlotta Botox, who are you wearing?
Today, I wasn't just sailing down any red carpet. I was on the red carpet. The Nile of red carpets. I, Carlotta Botox, was at the Oscars. And the press wanted to talk to me.
Maria Mimosa here. We are live on E! With the one and only Carlotta Botox, America's newest megastar. Tell us, Carlotta, who are you wearing?
Mm-hmm. I am wearing an original Yaya.
Oh, marvelous. For you Philistines watching pathetically at home in your hideous living rooms, Yaya is the former event planner turned clothing designer.
That's right. Yaya is the hybrid's hybrid. He does absolutely everything.
Let's talk about this dress. It's sort of party in the front, even bigger party in the back.
Yes, well, we really wanted to make a statement. So, the skirt is made from recycled bicycle inner tubes because, you know, climate change.
So important.
And the top is covered in shredded copies of the Constitution because, you know, like, the end of democracy. Yeah, and the train, as you can see, is made of real bananas because...
Oh, delicious.
Well, I don't really know why.
And the headpiece, are those... hermit crabs.
Exactly. It's a fully functioning hermit crab circus, which you can hire for parties. They're repped by my team at Aristocracy Management.
Wow. There's even a trapeze. What a marvel.
It's a metaphor for Hollywood, you know?
Indeed. I mean, has anyone ever come to the Oscars with crabs before?
I don't know. Maybe Harvey Weinstein? Just spitballing.
Very true indeed. And let's talk about your arm candy. You are here with Crash Dashman, Hollywood stuntman turned director turned state's evidence and then turned back to stuntman. Talk about a hybrid. Crash, tell us, who are you wearing tonight?
Fuck off.
Nothing like live TV. Crash, you've been called the non-thinking man's Jason Statham. Any thoughts on that? Any thoughts at all? Anything?
Fuck off.
Okay, back to Carlotta. Correct me if I'm wrong. This must be your first Oscars. Am I right?
Diary, this, in fact, was not my first Oscars. I had been here 5 years ago, and it had been a disaster. To tell this nightmare, we have to go back in time. Whoa. Is that a flashback I'm hearing? The year was 2014, and I was hired as a seat filler at the Oscars. Most civilians don't know this, but award shows actually hire people to fill the seats of stars when they go off to tinkle. Evidently, famous people like to keep their fannies warm.
When the Academy Awards return...
Okay, people, we got a nature call in Sector B. Faye Dunaway is on the move. Repeat, Faye Dunaway is on the move. We need a female seat filler in Sector Bravo, aisle 4, seat 2-2. Go, go, go!
Being the consummate professional, I was determined to be the best damn seat warmer in Oscar history. I wanted to make sure any celebrity whose seat I was parked in would return to find it nice and toasty warm.
You, toots! What are you waiting for? Get moving!
So you know those blue warming gel packs? The ones that prevent frostbite? I shoved a couple of those down the back of my Spanx, and I started off to warm Faye Dunaway's seat.
Come on, let's go. Faye Dunaway's just gone to take a slash. She's not out running a marathon.
As I settled into her seat, it dawned on me. I, Carlotta Botox, was finally in the room where it happens. Sitting amongst the world's biggest stars, there was Charlize. And there was George in a mall. Over there was Angelina. And let me tell you, my ass was hot. Like, literally hot from all the heat packs.
Welcome back to the Oscars live. Coming up,
you total no one. Get out of my seat, now.
Ms. Dunaway, it was an honor. Let me just say, I am a huge fan. I love...
Who is this human stain, and why is she addressing me? Will someone handle this?
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. As I hurried to the back of the theater to await my next assignment, something felt... wrong. Something felt... wet. Oh, no. Oh, my God. My Spanx are leaking. The gel packs! Holy crap! Where's the bathroom?
Yes, ma'am, to your left.
I went into the ladies and straddled the Dyson hand dryer to dry the back of my dress. And then, all of a sudden...
You bitch! I'm going to kill you! This is vintage Valentino and you ruined it! It's ruined! You sabotaged me, you little nothing! me! I'm Faye Dunaway!
It was true. Faye Dunaway's beautiful pink gown was stained across the booty with blue dye.
I'm sorry, Miss Dunaway. I had gel packs in my Spanx and they leaked.
I work and I work till I'm half dead, and what do I get? A seat filler who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I wear as she cares about me. What are blue gel packs doing in your Spanx? Answer me!
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
No blue gel packs ever!
Stop slapping me!
Faye, dearest.
Stop slapping me! No!
No blue gel packs ever! I'm going to kill you!
Diary, some days I can still feel Faye Dunaway slapping me like a 12-year-old boy who just discovered his crotch. The horror. That was how my disastrous first trip to the Oscars went down. Before the night was over, I'd been banned by the Academy for life. But now, 5 years later, I was a bona fide celebrity. The Oscars canceled their ban and I was invited back. VIP, no less.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Carlotta Botox, but this must be your first Oscars. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah.
Well, you enjoy your evening, darling.
Yes, Diary, I plan to. I was loved, respected, and on the arm of a movie star. And just like Brangelina, Bennifer, and Kimye, Crash Dashman and I even had a Hollywood couple name.
Car crash!
Car crash!
Car crash!
Big smile, car crash!
Over here! A question for you, please!
Car crash!
Over here! Love to speak with you.
Later that night, at the governor's ball, Crash stayed outside and randomly beat up parking valets.
Stay there, you fucker!
But I was inside with my assistant, Basic Amy, at my side. She hand-fed me Wolfgang Puck appetizers. Then, all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye...
You. It's you.
Miss Faye Dunaway. How nice to meet you.
Don't give me that crap. We've met before. Don't deny.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, it was just a very, very big misunderstanding.
Darling, of course. I had no idea I was part of one of your art installations. I just wish I knew at the time. I could have pulled my punches a little, you know. Gone a little easier on the slapping.
Oh, yes. No worries. You know, it was just all part of the experience.
Well, it was brilliant, truly. Such an honor to be co-creator with you, even unwittingly.
The honor was mine.
Artist to artist, I have a huge favor to ask. If it's not too much, is it possible for you to do something viral to me? Isn't that what the kids call it?
Viral?
Yes, I don't know. Something that will get me trending on that Twitter thing. Last time anyone talked about me was that whole La La Land debacle.
Well, I'd love to pay it forward. What do you have in mind?
Perhaps you could... spit on me, or maybe hurl tuna tartare at me and we can post the video. I am totally collaborative.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
anything at all would help. You could spray paint my face.
I don't know.
Or set my lips on fire.
That sounds extreme.
Or perhaps you could fart in my general direction, although that might not be visual enough.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Faye Dunaway. I gotta go. Diary, wow. Faye Dunaway was so desperate. As I broke away, she continued to yell suggestions.
Do you know I once hurled a jar of urine at Roman Polanski? Google it, you'll see. Perhaps you can do something like that.
Bye, Faye. Good luck. It was time to get the hell out of the governor's ball. I searched for Crash, only to hear that he'd been arrested for punching out Betty White.
Hey, stop that.
So, I got my driver and headed back to Van Nuys. I wanted to see Dave. I needed some clarity.
Carlotta! Pleasant surprise! I was just trimming my toe-knuckle hair. See, sometimes guys need to do self-care as well. It's called manscaping.
You don't have to mansplain manscaping. I got it.
I saw you at the Oscars. Look good. Thanks for the plug, by the way.
Thanks for the use of the crabs. They're so professional.
They're good guys.
Can't say the same for the movie stars, though. Dave, what is it about fame makes people do crazy things? Do you think celebrity makes people become jerks?
Nah, it's the DNA. See, there's an asshole gene. Some people are born with it, some without. Becoming famous, it doesn't automatically make you an asshole. If you have the asshole gene, it just lies dormant until fame activates it.
I'm afraid to ask.
Relax. You, Carlotta Botox, were born without it. Of this, I am certain.
Aw, that's like one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me. What about you?
The nicest thing anyone ever said to me was that my bowling shoes smelled like carnations and tacos.
No, I mean, what about you? Do you have the asshole gene?
Oh! Before I found out I had aristocratic blood, I would have said no. Now, I'm not so sure. British aristocrats are a poncy lot of twits, you know?
Crash Dashman's got the a-hole gene.
Honeymoon's over?
The whole relationship's over. He's a jerk.
I could have told you.
Why didn't you?
You have to learn these things for yourself.
Passive-aggressive much?
No, it's just part of the hero's journey. Like, what's-her-face in that movie? What's it called? Chick named Dorothy, she goes to this place called Oz, meets a wizard. It was like the White Wiz.
The Wizard of Oz?
That's it! She had the answer about how to get home all along. She just had to figure it out herself. It's classic Joseph Campbell, the monomyth.
Okay, in the space of 15 seconds, your idiot just went all savant again.
It happens.
Well, Diary, Dave was right yet again. Having a support staff is great, but they can't think for you and they can't learn for you. Like figuring out what's really important in life, that you have to do all by your lonesome. Anyway, thanks for sharing my adventures. Make sure you come back next time when I get a visit from my Aunt Flo. Toodles!
Hey everyone, this is Anne Sloan, the creator of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. Stay tuned until after the credits if you'd like to hear a preview of our next chapter. This episode starts Samantha Gordon as Carlotta, Trevor Lesore as Dave, and co-starred Sarah Agour, David Allen, Justin Mayer, Rachel Wong, and Hallie York. It was written, produced, and directed by me, co-produced by Laura Lipson, and engineered by Ivan Rivera at Clear Lake Recording. Full credits can be found at our website, CarlottaPodcast.com. Please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Kitty cat! I'm here! I just flew in from Florida, and boy, are my arms tired. That's a joke, honey. Isn't that a hoot?
Aunt Flo! Welcome!
Get your bony ass over here and let Auntie Flo give you a kiss!
Oh boy, minty, yet cigarette-y.
The magic of menthol, baby.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you emotionally exhausted? Do you have strong feelings about authoritarian power structures? Have you ever stared up at the night sky and felt tiny and alone? If so, ask your doctor about Wolf 359, the award-winning sci-fi audio fiction podcast by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Side effects may include strange genetic experiments, unreliable AI systems, the potential discovery of alien life, and toothpaste. Find Wolf 359 wherever you listen to podcasts and visit wolf359.fm to learn more.